Go ahead and find the meditation posture. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And now start settling in. Good. Now go ahead and take a super deep breath in. And exhale. And once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. Be good. Now go ahead and float back to childhood. Find yourself in a totally safe place to grow up. And we're gonna work on soothing, being comforted. So this might sound like a strange directive, but bring up some sort of upset. And it could be upset from your real adult life. It doesn't have to be from when you were a child. So go ahead and bring up something that you're upset about. And really let it make you upset. Go ahead. And also let it really be unpleasant. I mean, this is upsetting. This thing really sucks. Okay. And now the perfect nurturers come into the scene. And they see that you're upset. And of course you'd be upset about this. Anybody would be. And now they convey to you in a way that's very compelling that they really want to understand. And they lean in, they tilt the head, kind of with a really sweet, sympathetic facial gesture. They're like, oh, you know, help us understand what's going on. And now, knowing that they're going to listen and attend to you, go ahead and give voice to whatever is unfinished and upsetting about this situation. Go ahead and do that now, and the perfect nurturers will listen. That's right. Keep going. And you can really see that they get it. And they're like, yeah, sure. Okay, sure. We understand how you see it that way. Keep going. Help us understand. We wanna get our heads around this. So keep giving voice. That's right. And also, they give you physical affection in just the right way that's accompanied with this attunement and this desire of theirs to really understand. Okay, so keep developing that scene as you give voice to whatever is unfinished. That's right. Keep going. You can tell that they get it. And that they want to understand every detail in a really sweet and supportive way. And they keep soothing you physically as well. Maybe they hold your hand. Maybe they rock you, and they're so attentive. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. Shaping and reshaping the scene to really get your needs met. Now, one more time, give voice to whatever is unfinished. The perfect nurturers will listen and comfort you. That's right. Keep going. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear to start feeling better about this. Go ahead and have them tell you just that thing. And also, you're the type of person that's really open, that can really take that in. Go ahead and do that. That's right. Keep going. That's right. Keep going. Now notice that you're really starting to feel better. And now the perfect nurturers see that, and they're just so happy that you're feeling better. And now they just can't help but smile. And now feel it in the body, how this is a shared experience that brings all of you closer together and that reinforces the sense of family and belonging. That's right. Now really make a deep, deep impression of this. Feel this in the very core of your being. Good. Good. Now I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.